what we do, giving you what you need. Sports. And all that implies. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is 4:15. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are at the Black Gold Sports Bar in Crowley. Yeah. On Crowley Road, a little bit to the south of I-20 today.
And we've had two terrific P1s bring us DQ blizzards. Two of them.
Yes.
One guy just brought it to us, and he put it in a little styrofoam ice chest with dry ice.
Yes. Now, we must have snow conage today, though. I mean, there's bound to be
one out here somewhere.
The blizzard certainly has its place. We all recognize that, but we must have snow conage. Bring them. Because we are in one of the outlying outposts, and that is the haven of the snow cone.
Is it ever?
There's bound to be a place out here in Crowley or Everman or over in Edgecliff Village or somewhere. So find it. Bring them. Great strawberry. Now. Time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Budweiser and the LASIK Eye Center. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who has no idea how to dress for a trip to the doctor's office. Here's Cobra.
But that's not a snake.
It looks like a snake.
I love those kids.
It looks like a snake.
Snake?
Grego, July 19th is the release of the soundtrack to the Dukes of Hazzard.
Otherwise, it's being aimed at him.
Yeah.
Well, he's the big fan.
No,
he grew up there in Hazzard County.
No, I grew up all around the world.
But your heart is in Hazzard County.
I've never been to Hazzard County in my life, and I didn't watch that show. I didn't watch it when I was a kid. I mean, how much I got to tell you? I've never owned a Dodge Charger.
But there were shows that you were a fan of, right? Back in the day, right?
I was a big fan of Dallas.
Yeah, I think there were others.
I'm a big fan of the Munster.
Oh,
absolutely. There's no question. I've got every Munster ever on DVD.
Well, Grego, here's the soundtrack.
Yeah, Greg.
Here are the bands that you'll be listening to when you buy the Dukes of Hazzard soundtrack.
Because he will camp out for this.
Oh, you will.
No, I don't think he will.
You'll be hearing first Willie Nelson's Uncle Jesse Tells a Joke. Then you'll hear Jessica.
Uncle Jesse says, pull my finger.
Hey, did you hear when they had Cooter on the other day?
Cooter?
No.
He said that in this, that he doesn't really. No, they had Roscoe on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's distancing from the movie.
Yeah, you know why?
Because of all the sex.
No, that and because Willie Nelson smokes pot in it as Uncle Jesse.
In the movie?
Yes.
Okay, well, why does that offend him? Why
because
does
that
offend Critter?
That was a wholesome family good time show.
This is a movie adaptation. You know, I mean, it's what happens. He should be glad that his career is back in the forefront. I mean, people are probably going to buy the DVDs of that dumbass show. You know?
Well, other people smoke pot.
And not only that, he doesn't like the guy from Jackass.
Well, too bad. Crawl back in your hole. What's his name?
Cletus?
That's Roscoe. I don't know what his real name is. Ben Jones, maybe?
Please.
Sorrel.
No.
No, that was Boss Hogg.
Mule Gibbons.
No, he had hickory nuts. By the way, I've got his autograph on a hickory nut.
Jessica Simpson will sing These Boots Are Made for Walking, the Nancy Sinatra song. I've heard that.
Yeah, she needs to be singing This Whore's Made for Slutting.
Oh, jeez.
I think that was the original title, Greg, and she balked at that. This Whore's Made for Slutting.
Right.
Greg.
You will hear the Allman Brothers do a live version of One Way Out. I believe the live version's a long one, too. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble will do Pride and Joy. Charlie Daniels Band will do The South's Gonna Do It Again. Molly Hatchet will do Flirtin' with Disaster.
Oh my.
And Lynyrd Skynyrd will do Call Me the Breeze.
This is like a dream record for you, Greggo.
It is, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Just think you can play
Stop
that on...
Stop associating me with the Dukes of Hazzard.
You can just put that CD on repeat when you're smuggling beer through Texarkana.
Oh, boy, that'd be great. And Willie Nelson...
Who's singing the...
What's that song
just
called?
Good Old Boy.
Good Old Boys. Willie Nelson's doing that.
Yeah, because Waylon's not available.
No, he's dead.
Well, his recording still exists.
And then at the
Maybe
end...
Maybe they could have got Gordon.
the one song that he knows...
And then the last song is Willie Nelson.
Gordon does a great job on that song.
And I'm not lying about this. Willie Nelson does the last song. It's called Uncle Jesse Tells Another Joke.
I'm sure it's just him telling jokes, not a song.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe a real song.
Then you have bands such as Ram Jam, Montgomery Gentry, Southern Culture on the Skids.
Oh, you know who Ram Jam is, don't you?
Don't they fix foundations?
That's Ramjack.
Oh.
Aren't they the ones that did Black Betty?
Yeah.
What a beating
That's the
of
song
a song
they're doing, Black
oh,
Betty.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
God, that's a beating of a song.
What is that?
Oh, Black Betty. Oh, Black Betty.
Well, it is.
I wish I'd been talking over the beginning of that.
I know it's. I know I can't do it any justice, but that's what it is. It's a beating of
What
a
is
song.
Molly Hatchet's Flirting with Disaster?
Well, I'm down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
Oh,
with
God.
It's awful. It is just awful.
And it is a kick right to the family jewels is what it is.
Who's the singer in that? Jim Dandy?
Or no, that's from Black Oak,
Oh, Black
Arkansas.
Oak, Arkansas. That's right. Are they doing a song for this?
Black Oak?
Yeah.
No. Who's Montgomery Gentry?
He's one of those country idiots.
Country.
He's doing Hillbilly Shoes. So you got your chock full of southern fried crap on this thing, except for the Allman Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Stevie Ray.
You want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess what I may have next week?
Chlamydia?
No, I'm not getting the clap.
What might you have?
I may have a 1978 Trans Am.
That you're buying?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
You want that?
Yes.
Where did
Why?
You get the money for that?
Selling Coke bottles.
Why would you want a 78 Trans Am?
Because.
Those are the biggest gas-guzzling...
Right.
Pieces of garbage.
It's in great shape, too.
How many miles?
Is it black with
65? Yes.
Gold bird on it.
With a gold bird on it.
T-tops.
Got an 8-track in dash.
T-tops?
Yes.
Does it have the bird on the hood?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah.
How much beer can you get in the trunk?
This sounds like a total hammer pipe dream that'll never fall through.
No, seriously.
I'm buying a semi and a basset hound. We can go riding around together.
I'm buying the Dart.
Boy, you do. If you own that car, you have to have an accompanying semi and a Basset.
Right.
You can have Lola. I'll give you Lola.
Okay. Perfect.
Buy her.
Hey, you know who has one up there at the station? Just like that? Dan Shaughnessy.
He does?
Yes.
Does he ever drive it?
He drove it a few times. And it's in good shape, too.
It's just an ozone killer is what, that's all it is.
You know what? I don't care if I kill the ozone. I'm going to be gone.
He's so horrible.
I know. Yeah. He hates the future.
He really does.
Why do you hate future?
I don't. It's not that I hate the future. It's just that I'm not going to be around, so I don't care. And nobody in my generation is going to be around.
I know. But
so I don't
You
care.
Don't want to preserve it? You want other people to have to worry about that? That's
yep.
so sorry.
Yep.
You know that sorry.
Don't care.
Just terrible.
I mean, yeah, if we keep on, we might destroy the ozone in 1,000 years. What do I care?
Well, I don't know. It's just selfish.
They'll have something by
Agreed?
Then.
Agreed? Is it not selfish?
They'll have something by then to put some, like, saran wrap around it or something.
Russell Crowe not only threw a telephone at Nestor Estrada earlier this month at the Mercer Hotel in New York, he also picked up a ceramic vase and hurled it at him. To which co-worker said it could have killed him if it would have hit him.
That guy's just wanting money.
Well, of course he is. Crow apologized 3 times on national television. His lawyers tried to get in touch with the guy, but the guy says, no, I'll pretty much see you in court, Holmes.
Well, good for him.
I agree. And supposedly he went nuts, Crow did, because he called down there and said, man, I can't get a hold of my wife. What is the deal with your phone system? And this Estrada guy goes, I don't know. We're doing all we can. I don't know. And he goes, no, you're not. To which Estrada goes, whatever. And then Russell Crowe goes, what's your name? He goes, Josh. He says, well, Josh, I'm coming right down to kick your ass. Says when he got to the lobby, he said, are you Josh? Josh said, I am. And he threw the phone right at him. Hit him in the head. Then he picked up the vase and threw the vase at him.
How can anybody get that pissed?
He's a hothead.
Yeah, he's just a hot... Grego!
That's beyond...
How can anybody get that
Grego.
Pissed?
I would never do that.
Grego, I've seen you go ape-ass before.
Right.
I mean nuts.
But, no, but have you ever seen me pick up something and throw it?
No, but I've seen
okay.
you close.
But never, no.
The boiled-over hammer, that is someone that you do not want to mess with. You have an unusually large temper.
Yeah, I admit that. But for the most part, I can keep it under control.
True.
For the most part. And I've never resorted to throwing stuff or attacking anybody.
Except when the slightest little thing doesn't go your way.
Yeah, but he's never...
That minor detail.
He's never... I've never seen him physically assault anyone. He does have a point there.
I've heard stories. He's threatened assault.
Have you ever threatened assault?
Probably.
Yeah, he has. To Gordon.
Probably. Probably. But then again, who hasn't? I'd be in the minority if I...
That's true. Mike actually executed assault on Gordon.
And Doo-Doo.
Yeah, you did.
What? On Gordon?
No.
Is that a new charge? Instead of assault and battery, it's assault and Doo-Doo? What about the adventure of the hammer behind the wheel?
Which one?
Grego behind the wheel, driving down the freeway. Just getting mad at everybody that gets in his way.
Have you been in the car with him when he's experienced
San Antonio,
that?
Remember?
Oh, the hammer?
Oh, yeah.
You did throw the microphone at Charity Challenge, Grego.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, it's not one of my prouder moments. Wish I could take it back.
But I didn't. So I can't.
Live 8 has added another concert. This one's going to be in Moscow's Red Square. That ensures that all of the industrialized nations will be represented at Saturday's July 2nd event. Now, the only band they have booked for Moscow are the Pet Shop Boys.
Well, get Davey over there.
So now they have London, Paris, Berlin, Rome, Philly, Barrie, Ontario, Johannesburg.
What about Crystal Balalaika? Can't they play at that?
You would think. And someplace in England, Eden Project in southwest England.
So they don't have anything on the South American continent, right?
Johannesburg. Well, that's the South African continent.
Snow cones.
It was also confirmed today that the Canadian show will be headlined by Neil Young, making it his first live appearance since his brain aneurysm back in March. Wish I could fly there for that, but
why
I can't.
Why can't you?
So now, where are the places that this is happening at?
He just listed them.
Yeah.
And you were seducted by snow cones.
London, Paris, Berlin, Rome, Philly, Ontario, Johannesburg, and southwest England.
All right, what about Tel Aviv or somewhere like that?
I think they fear the terrorist attack.
So they're staying out of that part of the world?
Shouldn't they?
Well, is it not industrialized? They say they're trying to get all the industrialized part of the world. Is that not industrialized?
They eat sand.
Yeah, haven't we pretty much made sure that they're not industrialized?
What about Tokyo?
Yeah, why aren't they playing Asia? Because I think Asia doesn't give. They just keep.
Smart.
With their slave labor and
probably
everything.
Probably scared of tsunamis.
You don't have to fear the people of Tsunami.
They're not going
to
come out because there's no free
Tsunami's
food.
Tsunami's not an industrialized nation.
At 20 years old, Avril Lavigne has gotten engaged.
To who?
To Derek Whibley of Sum 41. What a little punk rock duo made in heaven.
She's pretty good looking, isn't she?
She's a cute little mousy girl. They're both from Ontario. So that kind of help things along. She says, I hope to make a few more records, get married, and have a couple of kids.
Mm.
And then I'll be all done.
Great.
Just counting her money.
Good.
25 and 20. And Bob Dylan, Starbucks, has reached a deal with Dylan to produce and exclusively release a CD of 10 Dylan recordings from the Gaslight Cafe in New York City from 1962, when he was just finding himself as a songwriter. It'll be called Bob Dylan Live at the Gaslight 62. It'll be available only at Starbucks on August the 30th.
I'm telling you, that Starbucks label is going to be huge.
It includes the earliest known recordings of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, as well as folk standards Barbara Allen and The Cuckoo. And by the way, the CD's release will coincide with the release of Scorsese's film about Dylan, No Direction Home.
And of course, he's supposed to play at the Willie Nelson picnic, too.
Yeah, he is. That's confirmed. He will be at Willie Nelson's show.
Great.
And let's see, the gossip column in the Post, page 6, is reporting the rumor that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are expecting a baby. So he pounded a baby right into her. Well, who knows? I mean, I don't really trust page 6 that much. Do you?
Well, put it this way. If they're wrong, the other New York gossip columnists will let us know about it.
That's true. All right, we got to go.
All right, very good. A rousing round of E! News for you all. It's 4:31.